Yeah, we do have changes. Spoons and Tufty are going in. It's early in the year. We want to get people in the lineup. We want to get people acclimated to game speed. And obviously, the guys that are coming out, it's not a reflection. The whole team was porous last game. It's just an opportunity to get two guys in, and Swayman will be going in nets.
Why does he say that?
Swayman will be going in net?
Nets.
He pluralizes that all the time. Why does he do that?
He's going in the net.
A little bit of a sniffle today, so that might be why.
No, he's sick? No, he always... That is not a today thing. That's something he always does.
Well, does change Ench Jones?
Is so that why, though? Is that why? Because that's annoying if that's why he does it.
Oh, yeah, you're not in...
You're not just in one net.
You don't
you're
man
in nets.
One net. He's in nets.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. Now I'm not going to be able to not hear that going forward.
I've
never noticed that.
All the time he does that.
Nets.
He's in nets.
Nets.
Favorite basketball team.
And Swayman will be going in nets.
In nets? Because people in the Twitch chat are saying, did he say next?
No,
like,
no.
I got next?
No, nets.
Like the WNBA's first motto? We got next.
We got next.
We got next.
No, nets. Like
we'll be going in nets.
The Brooklyn Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of maddening, but I think it's probably correct.
Yeah, no.
Do you think that's right?
No, it's not right.
Well,
it's annoying, is what it is.
I would always say betwixt the pipes. I would say that. I would say betwixt the pipes, and I think people would be like, huh?
Pipes would be fine.
He's betwixt the pipes.
There's two pipes.
Yeah, he's betwixt them
plus the crossbar. Yeah, and he's betwixt them. Yeah,
he's betwixt them.
Yeah.
Every time goalie announcement. Well, we would like to have Swayman betwixt the pipes, and they're like, stop saying it that way.
Okay. That would get old.
Oh my god, I hate it.
Get old.
Who's betwixt the pipes tonight?
Nets.
Who's betwixt the nets?
Nets.
No, you're in front of the Nets.
So he again, Monty, your favorite basketball team is?
Nets.
The Nets.
He likes the Nets?
Yeah.
Why? What's the connection?
Yeah.
Talk about a rebuild.
Big Ron Williams guy.
Yeah, you got kind of.
I thought that team was going to be good. Hand in the air. Darren Williams, Joe Johnson, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Brooke Lopez.
Oh, I like that team.
Championship.
Oh, yeah, I like that team. Monty, while you're here, you got a fetish for fish.
Nets.
Oh, no, that's what it is. Got it.
What's
okay.
wrong with that?
I couldn't remember. That's
good for you, Monty. Yeah,
revs you up a little bit. That's fine. Who's to question that? You know, everybody's got their own algorithm.
Yes. What do you use to trap a girl you have your eye on?
Nets.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to
say. I got you. From the sky.
I mean, what'd you use to stop those guys from robbing the bank?
Yeah. Nuts.
See, I was gonna say, if let's say you got 100 raccoons in your yard, how do you catch them?
Nuts.
That's the way.
There you go.
That's the way you do
That's
it.
That's true. Well, I mean, for $500 a pop, I would probably take care of it myself as well.
That's a good point.
It's a little rich for my blood.
If you got $500 for catching a raccoon, what would you spend it on?
Nets.
That's weird.
No, PS5.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't buy it.
PS5. So you
whole bunch of nets. Why would you do that?
Would you rather buy a PS5, even if you have one, or relocate one of the raccoons that's in your backyard? To me, it's not even up for discussion.
Nope.
I'm getting another PS5.
Another one.
I'll
stack it on top of them.
We're going to have one for every room here.
Stacks on stacks. Yeah.
What a power play.
Yeah.
You have like an S dump of a house, but you walk into each room and there's a PS5.
Like, well, I can't hate on this.
I can play in whatever room I'm in.
Pick one, and then we can all get on the same network together. We're playing games like crazy.
A little LAN party, turn it back to
LAN
the 2000s?
Party. Yes. That's how you had to do it. You didn't have the Wi-Fi.
A LAN party?
Yeah.
Everybody would just come over and
plug into the same apparatus. Next thing you know, you're gaming. Next thing you know, you're playing
Hot.
007.
Nice.
You're out there, or Halo. You're playing Halo. Yeah, you're playing GoldenEye.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
So Swayman will get the start tonight. No one's shocked by
that. And he should.
Spoons and Tufty are going in.
Who the hell are those guys?
So Spoons, I thought they got Ryan Spooner back.
Ryan
is what
Spooner's
I said to Nick.
Back? It's Wotherspoon.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wotherspoon?
Wotherspoon.
Yeah.
I can't say it. I know what it looks like.
I've
I
seen
can spell it.
I've seen him out there.
Wotherspoon.
Tufty was, I think he's a new signing that I think was out there in the preseason. Yeah. Tufty Rhodes had three homers. A random baseball player giveaway there.
It's too early.
Yeah, it's too early
for random baseball.
Three homer game in his debut.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
No, Spoons.
Wrigley Field.
Riley Tuft. He actually added an extra thing. Tufty. It's just
Tuft. Tuft's not good enough.
It's not,
no, it needs to be two syllables.
It's not Tufty?
It'd be Jonesy.
Maybe it's Tufty.
It'd be Jonesy and Kiefer.
Kiefer.
Spoons and Tufty are going in.
Yeah.
Spoons. I don't know. Spoons is only one syllable. Huh. Now I'm all confused.
Yeah.
I thought it had to be two.
Well, you didn't play, Keith. So if you played the game, if you ever laced up the skates, you'd understand how to nickname another man.
I didn't wear the sweater.
But you never.
I didn't tape up the
stick. Apparently it is Tufty.
No.
I thought there would have been a Y on it.
You never,
Tufty.
See, you never popped a bucket on your salad.
That's true. What?
Yeah, don't Google that. And so, you know, you never did that. So
I
you don't
know that.
You don't understand how to nickname another man.
Man. Oh, Christy in the chat's right. It'd be Jonesy and Scoops.
That's Scoops.
Scoops.
Scoopsy.
Jonesy and Scoopsy.
Nailed it. So do we think... Well, actually, there's a couple interesting things going on tonight.
I wonder what Swayman's going to look like in all seriousness.
I do, too. Yeah. And you know what else we have going on that's interesting? Allmark makes his debut tonight.
Against?
Against the Florida Panthers.
Whew! So we will have a side-by-side comparison.
Your quick
guy, Corpusalo, yeah. who stinks... Versus Allmark.
So far, he stinks, yes.
Who just got
He's continued his stinkiness one game into his Bruins tenure.
Got a big, fat new contract for Linus Allmark.
You heard Monty say it was nothing to do with Corpusalo.
He thought he played great.
I think it was something to do with... Even a pro Corpy guy like me, Team Corpy, I think it had something to do with Corpusalo.
All right, you don't want to put all six goals on him, fine. Where do we start? Three, four?
Yeah, I'd say it's four or five. Yeah, it's a good four or five. And so...
He's just watching guys zip it past his shoulder. I'll put it on him.
Allmark... who, by the way, has a full no-movement clause all 4 years of his deal in Ottawa.
Yeah.
So he will be a Senator for the next four. Don't even think about trying to trade that guy. He will be there for the next 4 years. He'll go against Florida. It'll be a good test case. No,
it should be a good bounce-back spot for him.
Well, here's the thing. If Swayman gets shellacked, similar to how Corpusalo did the other night, we're not going to let Swayman off the hook. We'll come in and critique it. But you do have to wonder if all the money they've spent on defense, paying McAvoy, paying Lindholm, meaning Hampus, not Elias, paying Zadorov this offseason, paying Carlo, not as much money as these other guys, but Carlo's another guy they've paid over the years and extended. Paying that group and keeping that core together, like what that was supposed to be a strength on this team, and you'll have to start, independent of the goaltending, you will have to start wondering about that.
Mm-hmm.
But if Swayman gets shelled, we're going to wonder if he's in the best shape, if he got himself ready, the defensive problems for the... Like, it will open up a can of worms.
Well, yeah, if he didn't play in the preseason, and you just wonder what kind of impact that's going to have. Like, I don't really know. Like, we're gonna see. Like, we've seen... This is apples to oranges, but we saw baseball pitchers that didn't have a spring training suck all year.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell.
Yep.
Then we saw guys like Brandon Ayuk,
struggle.
Slow start. Like, he just had a monster game in week five, but it took him a little while.
Even CeeDee Lamb has been not great by his... He had one really good game against the Giants, but otherwise he's been, for him, so-so. Not like, what you expected.
And I just wonder with Swayman, you know, was he dug in? Like, was he thinking this was going to go further than it was? And then all of a sudden he's like, man, I have, like, very little practice time, very little game action, and then I'm going to be thrown out there. Like, he's... It seemed like all of a sudden, boom, he's sitting on the bench for a regular season game and watching, you know, the game the other night, and now he's going to be right back in there. So I think it could go a couple of different ways, and there's a chance that, you know, he needs a couple of games under his belt before he really looks like himself.
So I agree. I also think, you know, you do have to worry about, you know, coming back and not being fully in shape and getting out there and, you know, overexerting yourself, overstraining, and next thing you know, you're dealing with an injury, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see that with goalies anyway, getting down the butterfly and kicking out a groin or something like that.
Yeah.
You'll see that anyway with guys who are in the middle of the season, fully in shape, fully in hockey shape, and you have to wonder about that with him. That's a risk, but that doesn't bother me as much. How long does it take to knock the rust off? Does he look like the same guy now that he's been paid? How does the defense look in front of him? There's a lot at stake tonight against what's expected to be a not very good Canadian
team. Well, one of the worst teams in the league, I think. So you go up against the best team in the league in Florida that atmosphere.
They played
last night.
They did win. They beat Toronto last night, but they're on the second night of a back-to-back.
Yeah, maybe they'll surprise people. I'm just saying, going into the season, Montreal is viewed as a non-playoff team, kind of out of that picture. So as far as any spot is concerned, like, we've talked so much about Drake May's first game being up against this great defense. Jeremy Swayman's first game is home against Montreal versus on the road against Florida. Like, that's not the place where you want to be rusty.
No.
I mean, first of all, they're going to run you. They're going to knock you over. They're probably going to score on you. They got a bunch of skilled guys. So, yeah, this is a good spot for them. And then hopefully they generate more scoring chances. They didn't have a ton of scoring chances early. I know they added two goals in the third period to make the final score not look as bad, but, like, it was over.
The Pastrnak one was just a garbage lucky goal,
too. It was the game was over. Yeah. Like, was it 4-1 after the first period? So, yes. It was over. Like, you just... That can't be the same thing. It makes Swayman's job a lot easier if just the puck is in the other end all night.
617-779-7937. All your thoughts on the Bruins tonight. Jeremy Swayman's first start. He'll be in Nets.
He's in Nets.
As Jim Montgomery likes to tell you. Andrew Raycroft. Maybe they can ask Razor about this when he joins WEEI afternoons at 4:30. He'll give his thoughts on in Nets, as a saying.
Yep.
And also his thoughts on Jeremy Swayman, the contract, what you should expect out of him tonight.
Goalie market.
Market. Yeah. Sturkin. Like, it's Sturkin turning down the $88 million. That's a good call. So all that comes your way today at 4:30. Market down. Bruins coverage all day on WEEI. We've also been talking about Drake May. John in Rhode Island on his expectations for Drake May in his first start. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I just think if the Patriots get down 7 or 10 points, I just want some hope that we can come back. The past couple of years, you know, you get down 10-3 or 10-0, 7-0. You're watching the game, and you just know that they're not going to come back. Also, what I'm looking for is that, you know, exciting 2024 football. Jordan Love threw a terrible pick six last week, but yet he was able to come back, lead his team to victory. So, you know, just
yeah. So, John,
2024 modern football.
Yeah, John, those are both good ones. And we've been asking people all day for their expectations, and take that how you want. It can be a statistic, a certain number. Both Keith and I have kind of veered more away from that. You know, I want to see him test the intermediate and deep area of the field, which they don't do. And I want to see him run a little bit. He's got a strong arm. He's got athleticism. So utilize those two things. But those are both pretty good ones. If they're down 17, obviously he's part of that problem. But do you feel like he can get you back in the game? And can he score, lead a couple of drives and get you back into the game? Not win the game, but get you back into it. That's not a bad one, because they do. Jacoby Brissett is in the game. You're down 17. It's over.
Yeah.
It's done. You're not coming back. The other one, how does he? We all expect him to throw a pick, right? You said earlier he's going to throw a pick in this game.
That's probably
going to
happen.
Okay. How does he respond to it?
Yeah, 100%.
So if he throws just a brutal interception, does it snowball? Or does he bounce back and put together a strong drive? Like, those are two, and I hadn't thought of either one, but those are two decent things where I would feel pretty good coming out of the game if May responds well in those situations.
Well, it's funny because you go back to the Seattle game, and that's one game where you look at it and you're like, oh, that was a close game, overtime loss to a good team or a decent enough team. But that was one of the games where it stood out to me when crunch time, got to have it, like fourth quarter and overtime, when Brissett and the offense were on the field, you didn't think they were going to score.
No.
Like, you just didn't think it, and you're like, the defense isn't worried. Like, it's only a matter of time until they get the ball back.
They're just counting down until the Patriots go through it out and they get the ball back.
Right, yeah. They're going to punt, or are they going to actually be bold enough to go for it on fourth down, which they probably aren't, and if they did, you're probably going to stuff them. So there just wasn't anything to worry about. We've been saying that for 3 or 4 years. Just put yourself in the shoes of the defensive coordinator on the other side. Is there anything that you're all that worried about?
No.
Not really. So, like, just basically don't commit a penalty. Don't give them a first down on a penalty. And really, don't give them a short field, because that's the only way they've been able to capitalize over the last 3 weeks.
No, it's true. 3-7, 9-3-7. Competitive losses are what we need.
Yeah, I guess.
That's also, like, the Giants and the Niners were not those were not competitive games, not competitive losses. So, look, you're going to play teams that Houston is better than you. Are you competitive? Do you look like a functional offense? Yeah.
Last week was a competitive loss.
No, it was.
That was hard to watch, though. That was a horrible game.
I see what
game.
You're saying. Yeah.
Like, Seattle was a competitive loss. At least that was more game.
That was a functional offensive game.
Miami game was trash, but that also, it was half on Miami's lap. So I don't think you're going to get that with Houston. Like, if they lose, they're probably going to play. If they lose a close game, they probably play pretty well.
I hear you saying. Yeah. Competitive losses against good teams is what you're saying. I don't need just an ugly suck fest against the Jaguars.
That London game could be abysmal.
It could be.
It could be.
I don't need that against, like, Tennessee. Like, you could also mix in some wins.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when you're playing teams like Houston, or you play the Bills later in the year, like, be competitive. I think that's probably what we're driving at. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. Again, they'll be talking to Razor at 4:30. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Let's start with the Major League Baseball playoffs, which yesterday saw all four series in action. Let me rip through the games here, then give you your thoughts on it, Jones. The Tigers shut out the Guardians 3-0, so Detroit leads Cleveland 2-1. The Mets eliminated the Phillies.
Miracle Mets!
With a 4-1 win in New York last night, so they advanced to the NLCS. The Yankees, also winners, 3-2 over the Royals, so New York is up 2-1 in that series. And the Dodgers avoided elimination They blanked the Padres 8-0, so we will get a game 5 between San Diego and LA.
Yeah, so look, you've been talking about rooting for the Dodgers the whole time.
Yeah.
If it's Dodgers versus Mets, and I guess you said this the other day, the Padres also spend a crap ton of money.
They do, so they actually kind of fit the bill. Like they overpaid Bogarts, and they could be in the NLCS.
Either way in the NL, you're getting a highly paid team that can stick it to John Henry
in some way.
I think Dombrowski would have been better, though.
I agree.
It's annoying that the Phillies are out already.
Yeah.
Like, the Mets are a good, fun story. Steve Cohen is a big spender. What you'd want out of John Henry, but like the Dombrowski thing I think would have been better. But this works. That works for me. The AL, the Tigers' payroll is minuscule. Like, not beyond that.
So that's why I'm torn, because I am rooting for them, but also that it just goes against what I'm overall. But the answer might be...
But, like, if it's the Tigers and the Royals...
Yikes.
That's not great for the case we're trying to make.
But does anything really force Henry to spend at this point?
Well, correct. No, my guess is no. But I'm just talking about like rooting interest and how to get John Henry's attention potentially, or at least expose John Henry. Those would be the ways to do it.
Yeah, that's true. So Tigers have a chance to eliminate Cleveland tonight at 6:08, and then at 8:08, the Yankees have a chance to eliminate the Royals. Either of these series going to a game 5.
Not the tie. I think the Yankees will. Yeah. I think the Yankees will.
Garrett Cole tonight.
Yeah,
Cole wasn't great in his first start.
Cole's going to lose.
Yeah, he might.
Yeah.
So Michael Wacha, one of the great pitchers of all time.
Honey, where's my
grab bag?
What?
Where is my
grab bag?
Lost in all of the Jacoby Brissett out, Drake May in discussion. Another quarterback change, and not even the Derek Carr one, which we mentioned, led to the Rattler coming into the play. But
the Rattler.
The Raiders have also made a change. Gardner Minshew benched. Aiden O'Connell in.
Yeah, I guess this is a hit to us. We both like Minshew.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed with Aiden O'Connell, but like I get it. Those guys are probably pretty similar, and maybe you can get a little bit more out of your offense now that Devontae Adams is on his way out.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take...
Grab bag.
Michael Pittman Jr. out multiple weeks with a back injury. So it seems like things aren't going great there for the Indianapolis Colts.
Jonathan Taylor's got the high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson has been hurt. It's probably better for them.
Perennially hurt.
Here's the thing. I don't think Flacco needs Pittman. Like, it's kind of crazy. Like,
Flacco doesn't need anybody.
Flacco's just kind of awesome now.
He's good on his own.
He went from a joke where you're like, is Flacco elite? That was like a joke. Yes. So now you're like, Flacco's kind of awesome. Like, I wish the Patriots brought in Flacco as their bridge guy if they were going to do a bridge guy to Drake May. Like, I wish that's who they brought in. Like, I don't think it's going to bother Flacco in that all. I think he'll be fine.
Patriots play the Colts week 13. You wonder what kind of shape they'll be in at that point.
They'll probably have Pittman back. They'll definitely have Taylor back.
Yeah.
Well, who knows about Richardson?
Richardson will probably be back, but then out again.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Hey, you want to see crazy?
Now, that's a real badge. I'm a real cop, and this is a real
grab bag.
George Pickens apparently downplayed. I don't know if you saw his eye black.
Well, I read this story, and I was like, oh, God, what did he write in there? It didn't seem that bad.
No, it really wasn't all that bad, but he wrote open bleeping always across his eye black.
Open effing always.
Yeah, he also grabbed the helmet of a defender
was no good, and like they've scaled his participation level back. Like, he's not getting a lot of snaps.
He runs hot.
He runs very hot.
George Pickens runs hot.
Like, these Pittsburgh receivers, Deontay Johnson and George Pickens last year must have been quite a wide receiver room, just bitching about the quarterback play they had last year.
The NFL is expected to review Pickens' eye black for a potential fine because it's a violation of the league's uniform policy, which prohibits personal, unapproved messages displayed by players during games.
Yeah, I understand how that can be a slippery slope. Like, once you start allowing that in eye black, like, where's the line? I guess, although I feel like it could be pretty obvious.
Williams at Alabama that had kill everybody written in his?
Did he?
That's for, like, the program, isn't it?
I think it is, but yeah.
The 17-year-old?
Dude, he's awesome.
That guy, okay.
Holy smokes, he's awesome.
You know, not to go off topic, you know Ohio State has, like, another freshman receiver who's, like, also ridiculous?
Yeah.
Jeremiah Smith?
Yeah.
One-handed touchdown catches every week? Also, like, a teenager? And so
it's another wide receiver.
I would have a real high bar, high threshold for like what should be outlawed. But I guess I understand why the NFL does that. I personally have no problem with it. With Pickens, is that the kind of guy who could be available? Is that an avenue to go? Like, they're being linked to Devontae Adams right now. They were linked to Ayuk.
Yeah.
So is that the kind of
can
way
you
could?
Can you
Like for Drake May, would I bring in someone like George Pickens if he ever became available? Hell yeah.
For May, I would.
Yeah.
But Gerard Mayo, Alex Van Pelt, you think they're going to be good with that guy?
Well, I don't know if they'd be good with him, but, figure it out. You're an NFL coach. You got to figure it. Like Tomlin? Tomlin constantly puts up with crap like this. Like, this is something we got to give Mike Tomlin after years.
Tomlin?
Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown
or whatever it was?
Deontay Johnson was no picnic.
Yeah.
Like, now this, like, he constantly deals with this, and largely it stays in-house.
Yeah, that's true. Martavis Bryant for a little bit.
Yeah.
Pickens was asked about the NFL policy, and he said, quote, "Never seen it before. Have you seen it before?" Nice. Some people are like,
That was Jalen Polk on the NFL's rules on in the end zone. That was a similar answer.
They're like, I guess, dude. Like, I don't really know.
Rest in grab bag.
You're a tennis guy, Jones.
I am.
Rafael Nadal is going to retire at the end of the year.
Yeah, my wife actually texted me that I was dropping off Lucas at school. And my wife texted, like, a minute after we left the house, she texted, and I'm like, oh, crap, what did we forget?
Big story.
I'm like, oh, my God, did we forget his lunch? What did I forget? Was there something he needed for school today? And it was just, Rafael Nadal retired.
Rafael Nadal.
I played the little voice, and she goes, Rafael Nadal retired. I go, great. Wow. Thanks a lot.
Are you more of a Nadal, Federer, or Djokovic guy?
I was always, now Djokovic has the record, and so I feel like it sounds less cool, but I was always a Djokovic guy. Bad boy of tennis, but when it came to
Kyrgios.
Well, Kyrgios is a worse guy of tennis, but
he
also
stinks
not
tennis. He's a bad
also
guy.
Not anywhere near as good.
No,
he's like pseudo retired. He's
is
dabbling.
He?
Yeah, he's dabbling in the talking head game, there,
the podcast
the game, probably.
Yeah.
So no, when it comes to but Nadal versus Federer, I was always Nadal versus Federer.
Got
and
it.
I was always Djokovic over both of them, but like I couldn't stand Goody Two Shoes Federer.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her
grab bag.
It is so big.
Danny Green hanging it up. Danny Green,
now
three-time NBA champion with three different teams.
I'm confused on a couple of different things.
Go ahead.
I mean, good NBA career, number one.
Oh, great career. Guy can shoot it.
Number two, I saw the first time they let Shams on ESPN, this was his big scoop.
That was the big scoop today?
Which I thought I could have sworn. I had some experience in the midday before moving here with you, Keith. I spent a couple of days with Gresh.
That's right.
And I could have sworn we talked to Odyssey insider Danny Green. Did we not?
We definitely did.
So was this news that he retired?
Times.
Yeah, like what? I thought he had been retired.
He played two games.
I had mentioned it when we first said that we were getting him. I'm like, isn't he still playing? He works for Odyssey. It's like, oh, all right.
Okay.
Get a couple of checks. Good job, Danny Green. He played
like
two
a player
games.
Coach. He's like a player media member, I guess. Yeah.
He played two games last year for Philly.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about that?
You know, for his career, he shot 40% from three.
He could snipe.
Guy could shoot it from the corner.
Did he win a title at UNC?
He won three titles. Oh, at UNC? I don't know if he
I think add a collegiate title there, I think.
Want to add one to it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if he deserved it, but I'll add one for him.
I couldn't really speak to that.
I thought he was on like a Ty Lawson UNC team that won, I thought.
2009.
He won the title senior year? 2009.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Nice player.
He won with the Spurs in 14, the Raptors in 19, and the Lakers in 20. So you can't really count that one. But two-time champion. Pretty much.
So he was like riding shotgun with Kawhi a couple of times
Kawhi twice and then the bubble title.
I mean, you know, a lot of guys could have been on those teams. But whatever, good play. 40% from three.
Yeah, I guess.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
One of these days, it is going to be Curtis Luskanic. And you guys
it'll
like,
be
wait
Eduardo
a minute.
Nunez. It'll be, yes.
So yesterday, it was Travis Fryman. I had to get an easier one because you guys had missed a few.
Yeah, even that was a stumper for me. Billy got that. I had nothing.
It's a great game, though. You can play in the car. You can play at home. And so today's random baseball player is a former Dodger. I wanted to get tied into the baseball playoffs a little bit.
Sure.
So for Jones, Billy, and Nick, he is an outfielder. Okay. Who played from 1995?
Raul Mondesi.
Mondesi.
Nope. To 2006.
Because he thought about that run of rookie of the year.
I think he was rookie of the year in 95.
So Rick Caros.
Yeah.
First base. So he debuted in 95, but he was the 1996 rookie of the year.
Sean Green.
No.
Wow, good guess, though.
He was also a part of the Marlins 2003 World Series team. Lefty. Left-handed stick.
Okay.
Lefty arm.
I'm
from the outfield.
I'm out after Mondesi.
He
Sean Green. Yeah, who else won those Rookie of the Years?
They had Mondesi.
I think
they
Piazza.
Had Caros, they had Piazza. They had Nomo.
And they had this gentleman.
And then there was a little time off. Then they had Beltre.
Who was this gentleman? This gentleman was a good player.
Dodgers to the Marlins.
To the Marlins.
Won it on the 0-3 team with the Marlins.
Played with a bunch of teams. Jeff Conine.
Nope.
He played with Hot Corner. Yeah. The third base Hot Corner.
Yeah. Rockies, Rockies, Cubs, Braves, Rangers, Indians, Reds as well. But
wow.
Far and away his
he's
most.
He's more teams than he was played for years.
Yeah. Well, 12 years. Most with the L.A. Dodgers, though. He is known as an L.A. Dodger. Let's get you some stats.
Yeah, could you?
In 2000, he had a career-high 19 home runs.
Juan Pia.
Oh, that was late. Ooh,
where only did Juan Pia break steal? In? Did he break in with the Dodgers? He'd swipe you a lot of bags.
He'd swipe you a bag, yeah. No doubt.
I'm just trying to work my way. I'm trying to figure out the 0-3.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes you got to talk it out. Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to say Delino DeShields wasn't
Mickey
Delino DeShields.
Played outfield in 0-3, so who the other guy that wasn't Juan Pia and Miggy?
He was traded in 2002 by the Rockies with Dennis Reyes.
Oh, wait a minute.
For Gabe Kapler and Jason Romano.
Hang on. You said this guy did spend time with the Red Sox? No.
No Red Sox.
I was going to say Cliff Floyd. It's not Cliff Floyd.
No, Cliff Floyd. Not Cliff Floyd. He's a zero-time All-Star, if that helps.
Oh, boy. Cliff Floyd.
Never an All-Star.
Cliff Floyd must have made an All-Star, too.
He won Rookie of the Year and didn't make an All-Star?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have that,
though. Hot start. He is a career 273 hitter, which is nothing to sneeze at, and a career 767 OPS.
I think we're stumped. Are we stumped?
Come on, fellas.
Devon White.
People are losing.
Didn't we already have Devon White?
I did not do Devon White yet, but I like Devon White, although I didn't like how he used to catch the ball by his belt. It was very dangerous. That was a hard thing to mimic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You take one right in the cup.
I'm out.
All right, you're out? No guesses?
I don't think
no, or no other guesses?
We stink.
First thing I thought it was an Upton, but I don't think
How about initials?
Oh.
initials.
T-H.
What does it sound like? Oh!
Trevor Hoffman.
No. No. Todd Hollinsworth.
Nice. It's correct. Todd Hollinsworth.
All we needed was the initial.
We got
Billy.
It on the.
All we needed was the
SS
initial.
But DOB, what do you got?
Twitch had Todd Hollinsworth and text got Todd Hollinsworth.
Hang on. I always get text.
I got
my
a buddy
phone.
Who plays. I got to see if he texts.
Yeah,
me.
Is Arcan texting and driving? No, I don't see it. Todd Hollinsworth. I do recall Todd Hollinsworth, but I need
He's a good player.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't make an All Star team.
Yeah, I mean, not that good.
No.
Grab bag.
All right, it's time now for the horror movie of the day. And today we are going with a 1976 classic.
Uh-huh.
Alice, Sweet Alice. Maybe a forgotten slasher. It predates...
The Brady Bunch spinoff.
It actually is.
Yeah.
It predates...
She had a dark side.
Yeah.
Easy access to knives. Dating Sam the Butcher.
There is a knife in this. Also, one of the creepiest masks that you're going to see.
Oh.
The synopsis, favorite daughter Karen is viciously strangled and set afire in church on the day of her first communion, and suspicion falls on her jealous and emotionally unstable sister, Alice. Also stars a very, very young Brooke Shields.
Oh.
Maybe her film debut, I think.
We were talking about Suddenly Susan earlier today,
yes,
ironically. During our show prep, we were talking about must-see TV. Suddenly Susan came up. Bro, the second Brooke Shields mention of the day.
And you can watch this on Tubi. I haven't had too many Tubi mention.
Quibi?
Tubi.
Tubi, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't get anything on Tubi now.
No, Quibi.
On Quibi, I mean. Yeah. So that's not going to happen.
It looks like the full movie also might be on YouTube for free.
Is it really?
I Googled it to look at the mask, and I recognize the mask, but there's an hour and 42-minute video. The whole movie is just there on YouTube.
Just the whole movie.
It's pirated. That's
going to
be frowned upon.
I don't hate it.
Oh. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a
grab bag.
Which is what I am.
Finally, Variety Magazine came out with their top 10 horror movies. This is the top 10 as, I guess, voted on by Variety.
Okay.
Number 10, Carrie.
Sure.
Number 9, Sallow or the 120 Days of Sodom. I don't think I've ever seen that.
You've never seen it? It's a top 10 horror movie of all time?
Yeah.
I mean, get on that.
Flawed list.
Yeah. Number 8, Frankenstein, the original.
Sure.
Number 7, Audition, Japanese movie, which is insane. Number 6, Night of the Living Dead. Number 5, Rosemary's Baby. Number 4, Jaws. Number 3, Psycho. Number 2, The Exorcist. And number 1, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Wow, the original.
No Halloween seems like a huge miss, or No Shining seems like a huge miss.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre would probably be up there for like my scariest movie, though.
Oh, the original is insane.
The original.
Do you think having a million versions of Halloween hurts it?
Probably. I wonder if it does.
You know what I mean? Like Chainsaw Massacre, they did like a remake.
Oh, they've done a few.
but I don't know if they made how many sequels it was.
They did make a few sequels. Renee Zellweger and Matthew McConaughey was in one of them.
That was the third one, when Matthew McConaughey jumps out of the window and lands on the car.
Yeah, Next Generation or whatever
it's
called.
Yeah, he's like, hi-yah, or whatever he yells.
It's kind of like a comedy. It's a very
I love
second
Night
one's
of
a comedy,
Dead.
Too.
Yeah, Night of the Living Dead's a
it's
really
great.
Good one.
It's black and white.
Yep.
It's choppy.
It's cool.
Just, it's everything you love about horror movies.
That is a good rewatch one. There you go. There's the top 10 by Variety. By Variety. Not the hashtag dork top 10.
I don't know if I love when people put Jaws on there. Like, you, when you did your list on dork, you didn't call it a horror movie. You called it...
Scariest movies.
Thank you. So if you put that qualifier on it, I think that but, like, when you're saying it's a horror... Is it a horror movie? I don't feel like that's a horror movie.
No.
But I digress. That's the grab bag each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. Some good guesses. James Loney was a name I saw. I also... Andre Ethier. Those
Ooh,
are, those
Andre
are,
Ethier's
those
a really
are
good
later
guess.
Dodgers, but, like, those are both good guesses.
Bolsa de Mano.
So drop those in each and every day when we get to our random baseball player. All right, let's check in and see what Thank you. WEI Afternoons has coming up. I know they're talking to Razor at 4:30. What are their expectations and thoughts for Drake May in his debut? We'll check in with Hart and Arcan next. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll check in with Hart and Arcan momentarily. They're at Scores today, taking you up to the Bruins. Their home opener tonight, Jeremy Swayman in nets. Just real quick before we do the crossover, Keith, a couple of comments from Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, what did he say?
I didn't realize he was speaking earlier today. I missed this. He was asked, how tough is the news for you? He said, I don't think words can really describe how tough it is.
Oh, boy. This sounds like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Remember when Ryan Fitzpatrick was getting yo-yoed with Tua? Yep. And everybody was like, oh, he'll take it really well.
Yeah.
He was pissed because he had also won like back-to-back games. But
there's also, how do you see your role on this team moving forward? He said, we'll see going forward.
Nice.
The hell does that mean? Like, we'll see. Like,
he's going to be a great mentor is what that means.
I'm going to get another chance to start, or maybe I won't be on the team. Like, I'm going to ask to be released. Like, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah, because he could start for so many teams.
Seriously.
Just grab a gig.
Great teammate, though.
Yeah, he seems to be taking it well.
How about this? Jacoby Brissett was asked about Drake May. He said, Drake asked me how I'm doing, and I'm like, man, if you're worried about me, you're worried about the wrong thing right now.
Wow. Calling him out.
Yeah, I mean,
this
again,
is more part. We're just reading
these. I'm sure tone goes a long way with these, and he's a nice guy. I'm sure he said it much nicer, but like those don't read well from Jacoby Brissett.
They look terrible, actually. So, I mean, well, if they get like the tone of it, right?
Yeah, I'll ignore the... If the tone sounds better, I'll ignore it. If the tone's bad, then I'll really lean in on it.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound great.
No, but that's something we can get to more of tomorrow. I'm sure Hart and R can have more of this. The crossover is brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines for the new $14.99 Big Deal Meals every Monday through Wednesday. Four new hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99, like the roast turkey dinner. You gotta love the Nines. Guys, you're at Scores today, taking you up to the Bruins. I know you're talking to Andrew Raycroft. Had you seen those Brissett comments? I just saw those. I missed those earlier.
Hello. I did see them. I did see them, but you're right. I haven't listened to them yet. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he seems like a really nice... No, we're giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Friend of the show.
He is a friend of the show. He's respectful the whole time.
I think he's asking out.
Yeah. I think he was just being honest. He's like, hey, this kid's going to suck. I could be back in 2 weeks. He was just... There was a little bit of that buried in there.
Okay.
That's all he was doing.
Man. Okay. Interesting. All right, giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a future interview on the program. I get it. What do you guys have coming up today?
We have, as you mentioned, Raycroft is stopping by in the 4 o'clock hour.
In the flesh, we got him today.
In the flesh.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
You know, talking goalies. And we also have Host One wearing his Swayman T-shirt.
Damn jersey. Right.
Is that a Smedium?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, tight fit, huh?
You know why? They're hard to find right now because they're flying off the shelves. That's why.
Man.
But, we'll talk with Tommy Kern as well today. Because it actually is Thursday today, Jones.
It is. See, I thought
today's Thursday.
I thought it was Friday today. So, right, today's your current day. Tommy Thursday.
Yes, it is. So that's what we got. That's what we got coming up today. A lot of hockey, a lot of Patriots.
Okay, stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. They got you covered. Curran at 3:30. Raycroft in the 4 o'clock in the flesh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for
pipes.
That. Here on WEEI, we'll get to Jacoby Brissett more tomorrow.
Yes.
Here on Jones and Keefe, more thoughts on the Patriots and Texans. What we got? Friday 4-pack.
Oh yeah,
we got Keith's Keys.
Oh, Keith's Keys,
very popular.
Week in review.
DeMarcus Covington,
Bozo TD Parlay.
Oh, a player. I mean, the show's basically done.
Never stops.
We're basically already to the weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons comes your way next.